Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Under this law, more than 98% of Americans and 97% of small businesses will not see their income taxes go up. Millions of families will continue to receive tax credits to help raise their kids and send them to college. Companies will continue to receive tax credits for the research that they do, the investments they make, and the clean energy jobs that they create. And 2 million Americans who are out of work, but out there looking, pounding the pavement every day, are going to continue to receive unemployment benefits as long as they're actively looking for a job.
Well, when it comes to the last part of that, we all know people who are collecting that have jobs and getting paid under the table, hard working. I always love he doesn't do his gerundive, so he'll sound like he's one of the regular guys. He's going and doing and coming and helping and all that stuff. The president speaking about the deal that was passed in the House to avoid the fiscal problems at the beginning of the year. And as the Talk Radio Countdown Show starts for the beginning of the year, that's where we get started. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with a Happy New Year and hopes that as we all sort of hit the pavement running for the beginning of the year, there'll be some changes made in the way things operate in Washington and elsewhere. But so far, not so good, at least the way this fiasco was taken care of. It doesn't give us a lot of faith in the system, does it? Or do you think the system is A-OK? 800-510-8255. Here's Brett Baer talking to congressional correspondent Mike Emanuel from Fox as we review some of the News Talk radio and television reports on this. The Senate bill is under scrutiny here.
The House has moved this piece of legislation, and now it will go to the president to be signed.
Here on Capitol Hill in the wee hours of the morning, the Senate passed this by a wide bipartisan margin. And then the question was, what would House Republicans do? What was their play? A lot of their leadership felt like they had a bad hand. This was passed by a wide margin. The clock was running out on the 112th Congress. By noon on Thursday, there would be a new Congress sworn in. I've got to tell you, talking to Democrats and Republicans off camera, there is a great dissatisfaction, if you will. If you were to poll them about their job performance, they would not feel very good about it because they feel like all of these major deals that come up are becoming last-minute deals negotiated by two people. And the congressional committees are not taking up these deals. They are not challenging or tackling the big challenges of our time, whether it be entitlements, the debt, you name it. There's great dissatisfaction here because here we are on New Year's Day after the fiscal cliff deadline had passed. And many Republicans in this case feel like they had a gun to their head to accept this deal or be blamed for allowing the country to go off the fiscal cliff and perhaps a recession. Simpson and Bowles, the two bipartisan gentlemen who went after a big debt deal, called this a missed opportunity to do something big, but they call it a small step forward towards getting a handle on the nation's debt issues. But up here on Capitol Hill, a lot of people holding their noses and voting in favor of this deal, realizing they did not want to be blamed for sending the country off the fiscal cliff, Brett.
The final vote actually was 257 to 167, 85 Republicans voting yes, 170 Democratic yes votes. We can also report that House Majority Leader Eric Cantor voted no. The vice presidential nominee in 2012, Paul Ryan, voted aye.
800-510-8255. The House passed the bipartisan compromise designed to avert the problems fiscally that we've been talking about for months, maybe years, actually. The bill is going to be signed by the president, passed the Senate in the early hours of New Year's Day. What it does, actually, is extend the Bush-era tax cuts, permanent tax cuts, for those who make less than $400,000 a year, couples making less than $450,000 a year. It raises taxes on incomes above those levels. It also staves off a series of automatic spending cuts, known as the sequester, for a couple of months. Top House Republicans had expressed their opposition to the legislation, but leaders acknowledged that they likely would not have been able to gather enough votes to amend the Senate bill and send it back over there. The main concern about the bill is its lack of spending cuts. So they continue to spend to absorb your money in waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and these people don't have the balsam to fix that. They disgust me. I don't know how they come across with you. 800-510-8255. Here from MSNBC, Richard Liu and Luke Russert talk about the passing of the bill.
Is there really a difference in mood here? We've spoken to lawmakers all afternoon here. The Democrats seem to be quite buoyed, if I might say, and excited at this vote. They've been asking for it to come to the floor. Is it very different on the other side?
Well, before I get to that, I think it's fascinating I should point out there. You see there's about 81 Republican votes right now. This is technically a violation of the Hastert rule, which is something that Speaker Boehner said he wanted to abide by going into this final fiscal cliff deal, which is to get a majority of the majority. Speaker Boehner has seemed to throw that to the wayside, and also, as I mentioned before, supporting this deal himself. As opposed to the mood, it was funny. John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Kevin McCarthy, the leaders in the House Republican Conference, made the decision not to speak on the House floor about this deal tonight. Who did we hear from? We heard from Nancy Pelosi. We heard from Steny Hoyer, taking a victory lap, if you will, on this deal, which I think says a lot about how both sides feel about it. But at the end of the day, it is something that is now the law of the land, and after all the twists and turns we had today, Richard, I think a lot of folks on both sides are breathing a sigh of relief, because tomorrow when Americans wake up, they will know, a majority of them, 98% of them, will know their taxes are not going to go up, and the financial markets, I'm going to guess, are going to react quite positively to this deal. I mean, there was a lot of speculation that perhaps it would take the markets tanking to make Congress work. We certainly saw that during TARP in 2008. That won't come along. But I want to reiterate to a lot of folks that this deal we have in place, while it makes permanent the tax issue, which will now be taken off the table for a long time, this is just the first of three really big fights that are going to occur on Capitol Hill. The debt limit in early March, a government funding bill ahead of that, and this still question about what to do with the sequester, about the automatic spending cuts. The sequester was the most difficult thing to figure out in this temporary compromise, Richard. We only have a two-month one. What happens to that? Those are questions that we do not know. So President Obama, you know, some folks will take a victory lap here on the left. I'm sure Mitch McConnell is happy he was able to do this with Joe Biden. A sigh of relief, but this is the beginning of the beginning for what's going to be a very, very partisan trench warfare next 3 months in Washington, D.C. So I know a lot of folks are giddy right now. They're saying this is bipartisanship. Mm-hmm. This is how the democracy and the republic is supposed to work. Sure, but listen, there's going to be a lot more of these. And if we went to the very last minute on this one, where a lot of folks thought that Republicans would want to compromise with the president because he had so much leverage. Just imagine what happens on something like the debt limit where the Republicans feel they have the leverage.
800-510-8255. Once again, Congress has left farm America, rural America in the cold. This extension represents a short-sighted temporary fix that ultimately provides inadequate solutions that leave the nation's farmers and ranchers crippled in many cases by uncertainty. The legislation that passed failed to provide disaster aid for farmers, necessary support for the dairy industry, yet unjustifiable direct payments to the big ag businesses continues. They paid off the big, big, big corporations and people who were trying to deal with specialty crops and organic provisions in the farm bill have nothing. I use the word again. It disgusts me. Perhaps that's what you'd like to call and relate one word for the activity or the actions following the discussion and completion of this whitewash bill. What's your word for it? 800-510-8255. As we begin the year anew with the same old song. And people say, okay, Doug, what do you think? These are excerpts from talk radio and talk television news programs over the past 24 hours, and that's how this program works. We're a summary of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, and much of what we talk about has to do with what's on the major so-called news channels, talk channels. So your input is probably the most important because you represent what really is going on. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just
take
another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
800-510-8255, Wednesday, January 2nd in the new year. Here's Betsy in New York with a rendering on this bill and the parties, et cetera.
From the beginning, Mr. Obama has been trying to get everyone to come to the table, and if they disagree with what he had to say, to offer their own ideas and so forth. Okay, so the Republicans, they won in one sense, in the fact that it was the vice president who actually got some type of deal to go through. I don't believe that Republicans are acting smart, because the fact that President Obama was reelected, it could benefit one of them down the road to show how they're cooperating, because believe it or not, I have nieces and nephews, even though that I'm a black American, I have folks in the family all the time disagreeing with me. I mean, my niece actually voted for Mr. McCain, and I was so shocked to see Mr. McCain last night to sit there and claim that Mr. Obama brought his cheering party, some kind of rallying party, when they actually forced it to be this particular way. I believe that America can come back. I believe if everyone would just come to the table and act as grown-ups. Get over the fact that the Republicans did not win this time around. But there's nobody I know that always votes strictly with their party. They go for what's good for the country.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A word, if you have it, for the temporary solution to the fiscal problems that we have. What's your word? The president's talked about it. Reporters are talking about it. Now I want to hear from you, although there are a couple more excerpts and a couple of programs that are pretty interesting here. So let's listen to Wolf Blitzer talk to Grover Norquist. You remember him from Americans for Tax Reform. He says that if he were in Congress, he'd have voted for this bill, too.
You agree, Grover, with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. If you were a member of the House or the Senate, you would be voting for this legislation as well.
Yes. Keep in mind how much of a retreat this is for the modern Democratic Party. The Democrats have spent 12 years attacking the 2001-2003 Bush tax cuts. They all voted against it. Obama attacked it regularly. Now they're out there helping to preserve about 84% of those tax cuts and making them permanent. The Republicans and the taxpayers in this country have lived with the Damocles sword over their head because the Democrats so hated these tax cuts for the middle class and everybody else that they made them temporary. And they ended several times 2 years ago. Obama let it go out for another 2 years. And now we're getting permanency for about 98-99% of Americans with the Bush tax cuts. And Obama's presidential campaign in 2012 changed his promise from 2008. 2008, he'd never raise any tax on anyone who earned less than $200,000. 2012, he said he wouldn't raise income taxes on anyone earning less than $200,000 this year, meaning 2013. He had only promised people he would protect the middle class from income taxes for 2013. What the Republicans have won with this fight is permanent protection for most Americans on those taxes.
But the reason us that a lot of these conservative Tea Party Republican types voted against it and they don't like it is because for the first time, Republicans, in effect, are going along with a tax increase, a rate increase from 35% to 39.6%, 4.6% tax rate increase for those individuals making more than $400,000 a year and families making more than $450,000 a year. So, in effect, they're going along with a tax hike.
No, absolutely not. The Republicans in the House and the Senate have made it very clear they wanted to extend those tax cuts permanently for everybody. They voted that way in 2001, 2003, again several times this last year. The Republicans are on record, all of them, that all of these tax cuts should be extended. This is Obama's pound of flesh because he won the presidential election. He's the one insisting that taxes go up. They're going to take $500 billion out of savings in the United States over the next decade and give it to the federal government. This is not helpful to the economy, and it will hurt the economy.
All right, there's Grover Norquist. What do you think, Tyrone in North Carolina, happy Congress finally doing something?
So I'm glad to see something being done on the about the fiscal cliff. But the American people need to understand that the Republicans put us in this situation because when Bill Clinton left office, he left with a surplus. And the Republicans spent all the money, and we went into a recession. President Obama came on the scene, got elected. He brought us out of the recession, and it takes money to get out of a recession. Now they're trying to blame him for all the spending. The Republicans, Mitch McConnell, what a lady just spoke of, he is a disgrace to the Senate floor. He said he wanted the president to be a one-term president, but God let the people vote Obama back in. I'm talking about which McConnell has said in the beginning, he did not want to work with this president. Republicans in the House don't want to work with him. They want to see him fail, but they are hurting the American people by not putting his agenda through. Obama means good for the country, but the people listen to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and Fox News, and that's why this country is going down like it is. Listen to the devil and his cohorts.
Well, not sure that's 100% correct, sir. There are a lot of people on MSNBC who treat the problems the same, only from the other side of the road. You have blinders on a little bit, but that's okay, because so do a lot of other Americans. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Obamacare, health care, Medicare, reform and change, Medigap, PDP, parts A, B, C, D. Confusion we can believe in. As Nancy Pelosi said,
we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
That's why Americans 65 and older need to call AMAC today to reevaluate their Medicare supplement plans. That's why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, developed its personal supplement advisor service. Don't wait until it's too late. Open enrollment is going on now. Time is running out to change your supplement plan. Go with an organization that puts your best interests first. Go with AMAC. While the AARP pushed Obamacare, AMAC fought against it. They continue to fight for you by giving you multiple choices at the lowest possible rates. Get your AMAC personal supplement advisor right now at 800-334-9333. That's 800-334-9333 or go to AmericaIsRising.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world at DougStefan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, daily edition, an hour a day devoted to the big items and then the weekend festival of the top ten of the week. Certainly, this vote on the fiscal realities in our country will be, if not number one, close to the top of the list when we review this weekend. We're talking about what the Senate has done, what the House has done. The legislation to allow taxes on the affluent to rise, that's a horror show in and of itself. Definition of affluent, it doesn't mean the people who make $450,000 a year. It's almost laughable, even. If you're making $1 million a year, then you're fairly well off. $450,000 a year in this world is not a lot of money. Anyway, the deadline passed a bit. But the automatic tax increases don't take place because of some wrangling with the House. And so now we have lots of conversation about it. I'm sure over the weekend and through yesterday, some of the things on TV will find their way onto some of the talk radio programs to be used as fodder for conversation. Here are radio hosts Mark Thompson and Amy King talking about the many fiscal cliffs that will still come as a result of the ineffectiveness of this bill.
It's patchwork, because what they're going to do is they'll have a few more of these little mini cliffs that are out there, because they're going to have to address entitlements and this kind of thing as well on as the year unfolds.
And, well, the bill that's been passed will do a couple of things immediately. Raise taxes on people who make $400,000 or more, or raise taxes on couples or families who make $450,000 or more. So if you make less than that, then your taxes are going to stay the same because the Bush era tax cuts are extended. And then it pushes back for 2 months all those spending cuts that they were talking about.
Right, right.
But you're right, because they're going to have to deal with it in 2 months all over again.
I mean, it really is just kicking the can, which is what they do now. They politicize this. So Republicans and Democrats both politicize this, and it becomes a blame game, and it's really getting old, really getting old. And there's a huge, huge thing. The debt ceiling is it really matters. I mean, all this stuff matters, but the debt ceiling could be a very, very big problem, where they'll have to vote on that debt ceiling. And that is, or, you know, the government defaults on its bills, and then you really see sort of cataclysmic events as a result of that.
Greece.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it does do a couple other things. It extends unemployment benefits for the long-term jobless. It blocks a 27% cut in fees for doctors who treat Medicare patients. It's probably a good thing. Because, you know, wouldn't doctors then not want to...
Right, then you turned out. Well, that's probably where we're headed eventually.
Okay. Well, I think the best thing in the bill, this is just me speaking, was that it stopped a pay increase for lawmakers. Of course, it was only $900, but they were voting themselves another pay increase.
800-510-8255. Most of you realize, I hope, that when they talk about spending cuts, they're talking about future planned spending and cutting that, not cutting what's being spent right now. You realize that, right? And that's one of the most disgusting parts of all of this. 800-510-8255. Here is, let's see, we got one more talk program I want you to listen to. This is Stephanie Trussell with Adam Kinzinger, who's a Republican congressman from Illinois, about why he thinks the people on the right ought to feel good about this, like Grover Norquist just said.
As a conservative, very disappointed. I thought that we were going to be getting to some serious cutting at this time, and now that's put off to the next couple of months. And trying to be positive, so why should we feel good as conservatives? And we were looking for some real changes, and I, you know, disappointed about increasing taxes on anyone. So I'm trying to be positive about this. And so what can we take away from this feeling good about a negotiation that seemed to go very much in their favor and not so much in ours?
Well, look, I'm not going to sit here and say we shall feel good about this, but the thing I'll say is this. The decision to raise taxes was actually made 10 years ago when the House of Representatives and the Senate passed the Bush tax cuts and decided to make them temporary. And that was because of a thing called budget reconciliation. But when Republicans had the House and the Senate and the presidency, we couldn't make any of the tax cuts permanent, right? So what you have now is a situation where because of the law that was written 10 years ago, the tax rates all went up. So if there's a victory here, it's that the president said taxes go up for everybody by $250,000. We know that, $250,000 is not what he's calling millionaires and billionaires, especially if you live in Chicago or New York City or something like that. It's well off, but it's not overly rich or a millionaire. If anything, the threshold has been pushed up to $400,000, $450,000, maybe a small victory. But I'll tell you, naturally, the spending fight, and I understand that the media has married together the spending fight and the tax fight all at once. The spending fight is going to happen very shortly, within 30 to 60 days, as we talk about the debt limit. So that's not a done deal. It's not over. That's going to happen.
So if you're just joining us, an agreement to push back the harshest and most immediate consequences of fiscal problems has been approved by the House and the Senate. President signing the bill. And so all of this wrangling on Capitol Hill, the stuff you've become used to, that shows how just ineffective, foolish, actually, the system of government is that we have because of the partisanship of both sides. That's what you get out of all of this, plus a tax raise if you're making a modest amount of money over $400,000. That's what this boils down to. 800-510-8255. I've asked for a word in your mind. Do you think there's one word that describes this action? Other folks want to focus on blame. And this is a pretty good call, actually. I'm anticipating Chad in Texas looking at both sides here.
It's a problem that these people don't work together. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, everybody was in World War II or out of World War II, and everybody had to give up something during that war. And here we have these wars that nobody has to take care of anything. And then so these congressmen come into this thing and they're just going their own way and they don't feel like they can work with the other side. I really think they should have just foregone Christmas and New Year's holiday and really worked on this thing like during the LBJ era. He used to walk in with a bottle of bourbon and hold those leaders of the House and the Senate there until they made a deal.
800-510-8255. That's actually true, frankly. So this bill taken care of, sort of, the House adjourning, did not act on that $60 billion Sandy, the Superstorm Sandy disaster aid bill. A lot of angry denunciations from members in the states hardest hit by the storm. There was bipartisanship, both Republicans and Democrats yelling about the fact that the leadership didn't bring this up. So you'll hear more about that, and this is especially in the states affected by it, probably over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. Here's caller Christine from Illinois listening to WJOL.
I'm kind of a disappointed Republican. I'm thinking about switching to Democrat. It's a little embarrassing. I just wanted to say McConnell is really disrespectful to his boss. I mean, any of us that have a job, say we worked in a factory and somebody announced that they're going to make problems for the boss and, you know, not agree and not compromise, everybody would talk about him and they'd end up getting fired. And to, you know, do all their propaganda on the FNC, Fox Network, it's embarrassing. And I just wanted to say, I did see one man, I forgot his name, he's a congressman, Inhofe, James Inhofe. He has, you know, the gall to go on FNC and talk to Bush people like they're still in charge and get their opinions, and it's just not a good place there. I'm sorry, but I need to be a Democrat.
800-510-8255. Who's smiling after hearing that? It is a divided Republican Party. There's no question about that. The folks who think they were sent to cut spending haven't gotten anywhere. And that's really one of the major messages that would have won the day more had the Tea Party been smart enough to stay away from social issues and still hammer away at this. They'd have gotten further, and many of us would feel better about it, because fiscal incompetence in terms of management by this government, and it isn't the parties collectively, it's everybody who's in there that has allowed this situation to get to the ridiculous point where it is. Spending, 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 and spending some more. Here's Ron in Wisconsin, disappointed in both sides as well.
I woke up this morning. I'm an engineer in aerospace, African-American, and I've been blessed with a good income. However, when I woke up this morning, though I feared my taxes going up considerably, I was a bit disappointed. And the reason for that is as I'm looking long-term, taxes, you have to pay for the debt that we've accrued. At this point, it doesn't matter how we got there, whether the Republicans, Democrats, etc. The point is, it's going to take all of us to get out of it. It amazes me that everyone wants everyone else to sacrifice. But when it comes to me, I don't want to give that up. But at this point, okay, if you're going to raise my taxes, raise my taxes. But make sure that you take care of the debt. That's the big thing. I'm looking, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. I may not be around then, but my children will be.
Well, the way to take care of the debt is to cut the spending, future spending, sir, in part. There's a confusing struggle going on here, it seems to me, to head off this problem. Something's pretty clear. Think about it this way. The era of the big deal. You know what the big deal is? All of these big programs, big spending packages. That's got to be over. Intense and personal efforts by the president, Speaker Boehner, as well as all these bipartisan coalitions, these gangs of senators and congressmen, the bargain is no longer, because of, I think, some of the feelings that I just talked about with the so-called Tea Party folks that have one thing on their mind and one thing only. And does that change the reality of how things work? Is there a force? Has compromise become impossible because of the Tea Party? 800-510-8255. All right, so let's back off from now. One more. Here's Denise in Ohio, who is happy about this, but she's with me on the cuts.
I've been watching about the physical cliff for the last couple of months or so. My comment is, you know, they're talking about cutting revenues and entitlements. When it came down to entitlements in the first place, I paid into Social Security for 30 years. So I paid my money. It doesn't make any sense for you to cut my salary, which is almost lower than $16,000 a year. I used to make $38,000. Now I'm down to $16,000, and you're talking about I have to give up more? I don't think that's right.
800-510-8255. I don't think that's really what's going on, but interesting that read on it, because a lot of people don't listen or read. You got to read and absorb a lot of the information here, and that's not what a lot of people like to do. Well, it's back to shootings and gun control. That's up next on the countdown.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
All righty. Emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag. And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
800-510-8255, shootings, gun control, the message from Sandy Hook. I remember Joe Scarborough saying on his program that it changed everything for him. I remember listening to callers through the course of this past year talking about whether there should be a revival of the assault weapons ban after what happened in Aurora, what happened in Newtown. So over the New Year's weekend, did things change? Not a bit. 7 people were shot, one of them fatally, during a New Year's Eve party in Columbus, Georgia. That's just one of a dozen different stories from this past weekend. Police investigating homicides in New York, in Fresno, California, Lansing, Michigan. The list goes on and on. Lorain, Ohio. People shot and killed in Port Arthur, Texas during an argument over the weekend. A 19-year-old high school senior was shot. Several others wounded after a party in Clayton, North Carolina. So this is going to stir the pot again. Shootings and gun control up next on the countdown.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Shootings and gun control, that's where we are for the rest of the hour. Well, with weekend circumstances, here's radio host Daryl Connor talking about the ongoing debate over gun control.
There has been a lot of discussion about guns and about what we do in this country concerning guns. And the NRA got into the fray. They had a press conference, you know, and that even caused more controversy and more discussion. So guns is on everybody's minds, and so I wanted to take some time today to talk about that and not really talk about, you know, whether or not guns should be made legal. I mean, my position on this is simple. I believe in responsible licensed gun ownership. I have no problem with concealed carry in Wisconsin. I do think that the people who believe that guns should be eradicated off the face of the earth and the people who believe that we should be able to stockpile as many guns as possible because one day the government's going to turn on us and we need all the weaponry we can get, you know, those two arguments are not going to win the day. So I do believe that we're going to have to meet somewhere in the middle. Because you're never going to get rid of guns, and you're never going to get rid of people having the right to own guns, and you're also going to have to find a happy medium between those who believe that we should get rid of assault weapons and those who believe that we should be able to stockpile, again, as many guns as possible. So, I mean, that's where I stand on this, that there has to be a meeting in the middle somewhere.
800-510-8255. Well, as soon as I announced there were going to be discussions of gun control and the shootings, callers lined up, so let's get a few of them in here as time allows in this hour of our countdown, starting with Nicholas in California.
I am in favor of huge increases in gun control law. I think one of the things that is the most disturbing to me is to hear kind of fear-mongering on both sides of the conversation, whether it is coming from anti-gun or pro-gun individuals. And what I usually tend to hear from the pro-gun individuals is that the way to combat crime is to throw more guns at it. And I couldn't possibly disagree more.
800-510-8255. Shane in Florida, no reason for anybody to own some of these weapons.
I've been watching this thing for a long time. I've been a gun owner for a mighty long time, and we used to go hunting, me and my friends, all the time. And I can't understand why we would need an assault weapon to go hunting with. When we used to shoot rabbits and squirrels and all that kind of stuff, you would have number Swiss cheese. But to me, an assault weapon is nothing for is but to use to kill a massive amount of people. It's a military weapon that has no place in America. We're not at war here in America. If we were at war like we're over in Afghanistan, I can understand that we need to arm ourselves. That weapon has no business being in America. Should be banned. Those clips all should be banned. And that was horrible what happened to those kids over there in Connecticut. If we don't stand together right now as Democrats and Republicans, we'll throw that out the window and protect American citizens. And if we can't do that, then we have failed as a nation for our people.
We're failing in many ways, sir. 800-510-8255. Scott in Texas is disagreeing with the previous two callers.
These gun-free zones should go away. That's always where the bad guys go when they want to do one of these massacres. So if you want to change the gun laws, the gun-free zone should go away. The hand-wringing over the AR-15, if I'm not mistaken, the AR-15 was in the car. I don't even think it was used in the massacre. I carry a 380, a LCP, Ruger LCP. I use a 870 Remington pump for home defense. I've got a hunting rifle that's .223, which is usually the same caliber as an AR-15. But I've had to show it one time, and the fella changed his mind about wanting to get in my car with me.
All right, here's Frank in Oklahoma to sort of wrap this up as time allows for one more thought here. Frank, go ahead.
I don't think the laws need to be changed. I have a 380 I carry as a concealed weapon. I'm licensed for that. It's it's about the same size as a 9mm. Carry it as a concealed weapon, and I'm licensed to do that. And I've got a home defense weapon I use. It's a model 1911 45 caliber automatic or semi-automatic. I'm older now, and I'm physically limited as far as, you know, my own self-defense is concerned. And there's a lot of crime in our neighborhood. The helicopters fly over here all the time chasing criminals through our neighborhood.
That's it for the first in the new year.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.